This is WUWM. I'm Taryn Powell.
The curfew in Wauwatosa was lifted Monday following several days of protests that were sparked by the Milwaukee County District Attorney's decision not to charge Officer Joseph Mensa in the shooting death of Alvin Cole back in February. Wauwatosa Mayor Dennis McBride issued an emergency order following the decision that placed the city under a 7 p.m. curfew and closed Wauwatosa schools for the remainder of the week. Mayor McBride and Wauwatosa Police Chief Barry Weber addressed members of the media in an effort to be totally transparent about what's happened in the city over the last few days. But some protesters say they're not telling the full story. Wauwatosa Police Chief Barry Weber says just over 60 people were arrested over a five-night period. He says most of the arrests were for curfew violations, but there were others as well. For example, Mayor Dennis McBride says one man was picked up for being in possession of Molotov cocktails. The mayor requested additional law enforcement to assist with unrest following the decision on whether to charge Joseph Mensa in the shooting of 17-year-old Alvin Cole. When asked why, the mayor says the city had been preparing for reaction for several months.
We learned from events in other cities, particularly in Kenosha. Our planning took account of that. Our primary goal was, is, and always has been to make sure that no one got hurt. And fortunately, with the cooperation of the community and with the good work of the police department, we accomplished that.
But during a separate press conference at the time the mayor and chief were speaking, Milwaukee activist Vaughn Mays criticized that option. He says their decisions are putting everyone, businesses, residents, protesters, and police, at risk. He also says there's no reason for National Guardsmen to be used during protests, and it adds to the possibility that things can escalate. Molly Nelson says she's seen some of that escalation while she's been out protesting, including recently since the decision was announced. But it's been from police. Nelson was one of the protesters detained Saturday after curfew. She was out documenting what was happening. She says when she finally decided to leave, she was surrounded by 10 officers. Here's some of her story.
I was cuffed. I was taken not in the car that they pulled up in. I was taken down the street around the corner, past the line of tanks and officers and National Guard and all that. I was taken to an unmarked van, no windows. I got put into the back of a van with two other women who are Tulsa residents, just people exercising their rights, who have been cuffed and put into a van, driven around. We had no clue where we were going. They strap you in, cuffed. I had no weapon, no threat. I was nothing. I'm just a person trying to say that Black Lives Matter.
Nelson says she was detained for about 2.5 hours and did receive a citation for violating curfew. William Schroeder says he was picked up Friday night at an intersection near Wauwatosa City Hall before the 7 p.m. curfew. He says the group he was with was abiding by calls from police to clear the area, but as he was about to cross the intersection, he was grabbed from behind.
They then put us in handcuffs and loaded us each into separate vehicles. They then drove us down the street and later turned around and then brought us back behind Wauwatosa City Hall, where they had changed us from handcuffs into zip ties, and they stored us there inside of a van for over 4 hours.
Schroeder says eventually they were taken to a Wauwatosa police station for another couple of hours for questioning. Then they left and were dropped off in an area he wasn't familiar with. He's relatively new to Milwaukee. He also got a citation for violating the emergency curfew and says he still doesn't have his cell phone and a megaphone he had in his possession. But when asked about accounts like Schroeder's, Chief Weber said there was no truth to people being arrested before curfew unless it was a specific violation. He says people don't just get dropped off in random areas of the city, and people should be returned their property unless it's kept for a specific reason. Mayor McBride says plans for the city going forward include a focus on equity work, body cams for officers, and enhanced de-escalation training for officers. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.